Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams, and we are continuing our series in talking on faith. And we have just been having an amazing time as we have been talking about growing our faith, about cultivating our faith, watering our faith, praying the prayer of faith. And so we are going to continue this week just on that same topic. And we just pray that you've been encouraged. Please go back and listen to the previous weeks where we have been talking about faith, and it's just been an amazing time. Lord, we thank you for every person who is tuning in to this broadcast. We thank you that you would speak to their heart, speak to their spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you that their faith would increase, God, their faith and their belief and trust in who you are and what you are desiring to do in their life. And we just thank you for leading, Holy Spirit, us and guiding us into all truth. Well, today I wanted to talk to you about faith and really cultivating our trust in God and cultivating our belief in who He is, not just externally as, you know, an external force in the course of this world, but who He is internally in our lives. And oftentimes we focus on, you know, we know that the Holy Spirit was sent, and He was sent as a comforter, the scripture says in John, and all through the gospel, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a comforter, and when He comes, He's going to lead and He's going to guide you into all truth. But oftentimes we don't focus so much on the power of God working in us and living and dwelling in us. And the fact that when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, He sent Him as our helper to lead us, to guide us, to comfort us, to teach us what Christ has taught, you know, and what He commanded His disciples, and to remind us what He has told us to do. But when we really think about that, do we understand that the fact that Christ, His presence, is indwelling within us, and the very presence, the very nature of God is dwelling in us, and at any time, at any moment, we can tap into God's presence, and we can become God inside, inside-minded. Oftentimes, we refer to God as if, you know, He's external, or as if He has to, you know, come to us, or if He has to come and He has to bless us, or as if what He's going to do is from the outside in and not the inside out. But everything God does is from the inside out, because His Spirit is indwelling within us. And just as Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, it says, God says, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that is at work within you. He didn't say that's at work outside of you, but that is at work within you. Now, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't, you know, force His way upon His people. He doesn't impose His way upon His people. He doesn't even drive the people of God to do anything. He has to be invited. He has to be welcomed. Now, that's the difference between the Holy Spirit and demonic spirits or demonic forces, is that demonic forces try to get people to do things they don't want to do, and they impose their way in a controlling and in a manipulative way. But the Holy Spirit is there. Oftentimes He is ignored by us. We don't acknowledge Him. We don't acknowledge that He is within us, that God's Spirit is dwelling with the sons and daughters of God. And so He doesn't have the opportunity to fully be who He is. He He doesn't have the opportunity to fully lead and guide us into all truth. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He is a gentleman, and he's waiting for us to ask and to respond and to tune in to and to tap into the resource and the goodness and the, you know, the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding that he brings and the power that he brings. He's waiting on us to acknowledge his presence, that, you know, he is our helper. And if you see in John chapter 16, verse 7, Jesus said, he promises the Holy Spirit. He says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." And I want you to think of that word, a helper. And you think of someone who is, you know, called alongside you to help you. It doesn't say there that he's going to do the work for you, or that he is going to, you know, kind of possess you and work it through you, you know, outside of your will. No, it says that he is going to help you. He's going to be your helper, or he is our helper. He leads and guides us into all truth. Now, he's not going to do it for us. We have to be move in cooperation with the Spirit of God. We have to move in cooperation with the presence of God. He's not going to do our job, and we can't do his job. We have to do our job, and he will step in and do his job. And I believe what God is saying is that he is wanting his sons and daughters to be God inside minded, not God outside minded. You know, there's all these songs, and they talk about, you know, God stopping by here, and Jesus, you know, come by here and visit me in my old pitiful state. But you know what? That's really not biblical and scriptural when you think about what Christ has done for us, you know, dying, being buried, you know, rising, resurrecting, and sending the Comforter to indwell us. We don't have to look for him externally. We can tap into the presence of God within us. You know, one of the greatest things, I believe we're living in one of the greatest times in all time, you know, outside of all the biblical times and histories, I believe that after, you know, Acts 1 and 2 is the greatest time that humanity can ever live, because we are living with God's presence. We are living as his very temple. And that's according to 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. It says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which ye are his temple," which you are. And the difference between, you know, the new covenant and the old covenant, and we have to be so careful, you know, not to try to live in a new covenant dispensation according to old covenant rules and regulations. Because the new covenant, God, in the old covenant, God didn't indwell the presence. He indwelled a tabernacle that was made by man. But now we are in a new covenant, and he indwells us. And we're not tabernacles made by man. We are tabernacles that were made by God. And that is the blessedness and of the good news of what Christ has done for us, is that we ourselves are the very temple. We are the presence of God. Our bodies are his home, are his tabernacle. And so when we have this idea that God has to come outside to bless us in, you know, in our life, that is totally contrary against what God has done. We are his temple. We are his tabernacle. And that's why it says that you know, any sins that we do against our body, I mean, that's the greatest, because, you know, sexual sins are the greatest because they're done within the body, you know, not without. And even the word says it's not what goes into you that makes you unclean, but what comes out of you. And so when we sin against sexually, it's sinning against our bodies, and that's the worst that can happen, because it's an internal, it's a defilement of the very tabernacle of God. It's, you know, it quenches, it causes the Holy Spirit to, you know, to leave and to flee. It quenches His presence. It puts His fire out in our life. And so that's why, you know, the Bible differentiates, and the Apostle Paul differentiates between sexual sins, and he makes that emphasis, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if we defile the temple of God, Him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which we are His temple. We're living in a new time. We're living in a new covenant because of the blood of Jesus Christ, where God has made us His home. He has made us His tabernacle. And though we go to, you know, churches, we go to buildings, we go to, you know, tabernacles, that is no longer where God's presence is. You know, we gather and we worship there to praise God and to, you know, it's holy and sacred in that sense, but it's no longer, it's not where God lives. He is living and dwelling within us, and He is moving and living within the believer. Hebrews 13 says, "For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What shall man do unto me?" And Ephesians 3:16 and 17, "May He grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself, indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make His permanent home in your heart. May you be deep rooted in love and founded securely on love." So the Holy Spirit, He dwells in us through the faith. He indwells us by His presence. So we are God's temple. We are His tabernacle. We are His house. We are the place that He wants to live and dwell and to reside. And I believe God is saying to His people that He wants us to think and to know and to be God inside minded. God inside minded. Think about that for a moment. He wants us to be more aware of His presence in us. He wants us to be more aware of His direction. He wants us to be more aware of His voice that is gently and, you know, prompting and leading and directing us into all truth. We are His tabernacle. We are His home. And it's not, oh God, you know, come and bless me. You know, oftentimes, a lot of believers, they live their Christian life, you know, one spiritual fix to another, you know. All they live is to try to get, you know, one spiritual fix, you know, kind of like a drug addict. If I can just find this person or this man of God or this woman of God to help me or to bless me, you know, or to lay their hands on me, and there's nothing wrong with that. All of that scripture, you know, we're to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But, you know, when we have the Spirit of God, when Jesus is our Lord, He is living inside of us. And we, therefore, have the power and the authority to, you know, to walk in the blessing and to walk and to live in the abundant life and to have the blessing and the Spirit of God dwelling and living and moving through us. But we don't have to wait until we get to, you know, the house of God or the, you know, the church where we gather together as believers in order to be blessed. We can just tune in and tap into the presence of God who is living and dwelling in us and allow Him to rise up within us, allow Him, His Spirit, to stir us up and to quicken us and to lead and to guide us into all truth, to be our helper, to be that paraclete, the one that is comes alongside, that guides and prompts and urges us and gives us that gentle push in the right direction so that we walk in the plan that God has walked in. And so it's no longer that set up where, you know, we have to go to the high priest. Jesus, the word says that Jesus became our high priest ever after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is forever our high priest, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. So he is high priest forever and ever and ever and ever. And yes, he set men and women in the body of Christ as apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists. But their status for the strengthening of the body of Christ, for the building up of the body of Christ, and each part supplies, each joint supplies the other so that the body can be complete and whole and functioning. But Jesus is our high priest. He is our lead and our guide and our teacher. He's our Messiah. He is our Lord. And he's wanting us to know that he sent his Spirit within us that cries, Abba, Father, Daddy, God, and we are sons and daughters of God. And we don't have to look externally to find the blessing of God. We can look within. We can look and tap in to his presence, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit living and leading and guiding us into all truth. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16 says, For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. I love that. John 4 and 4 says, Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Think about that for a moment. Greater is he who is not outside of you, not up in heaven, not floating around in some cloud. No, greater is he that is in you, inside of you, than he that is in the world. We have to know the and have a revelation of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit within us. And I believe this is a key that is the body of Christ has been missing. It's a key to walking in our authority, to walking in the victory that God has called for us to walk in. Being God inside minded, knowing that the Holy Spirit is indwelling us and he is greater. He is better. He's more powerful. He's mightier, the one who is in us, than the one who is in the world. God made us in his image and his likeness. He created us to be his tabernacle and to indwell us. He created us so that our bodies would be his home and that he would live in us, walk in us, and talk out of us. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy in you, not outside of you, again, not up in heaven, not floating around in some cloud or in some mist or, you know, whatever. He is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Praise God. That is good news that we belong to God. We belong to God. He has made his home. He's made his dwelling. He's made his tabernacle in us. That's 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We are becoming God inside minded. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is so faithful. He's so faithful. And who is the God of this world? That's Satan. He's the one that was cast out of heaven, the fallen angel, the fallen, him and all the fallen angels. The Holy Spirit in us is greater than Satan. It's a greater than the God of this world. If it's just you and God, you are the majority. If it's just you and God, God in you, indwelling you with his Holy Spirit, you are the majority than any powers of darkness, than any assignment of the enemy, than anything that the enemy is doing in this earth. You have a greater one living inside of you, and he is greater than the one that is in this world. What good news. We are victorious. We are overcomers. We are successful. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Why? Because the person and the power of the Holy Spirit lives, dwells within us. And he walks in us and talks out of us. We are his. He doesn't just come, just take over us. He's not going to, you know, possess us. I think a lot of people think, you know, they're a little bit, some people can be turned off by, you know, because of they don't really have an understanding of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they see all kinds of, you know, things that aren't really accurate. They're, you know, just kind of myths as far as people being filled with the Holy Spirit. And they hear stories and, you know, rumors, and then by the time it gets to them, they don't understand. So they think the Holy Spirit just going to jump in them and kind of, you know, start to possess them like some type of, you know, exorcism or something. But that's not the Holy Spirit. That's another spirit, and that's not the spirit of this world. That's the spirit. I mean, that's not the spirit of Holy Spirit. That's the spirit of this world. That's the demonic spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is likened unto a dove. You know, you look at a dove, the nature and the character of a dove, it's so meek and it's so delicate and it's very sensitive, you know. It's very, pure and discerning. And so that's the Holy Spirit. He's sensitive. He's a gentleman. You know, again, that's a great way to, you know, he is a person, he has a character, but he is a gentleman, and that's a great way to describe his personality, is that he doesn't, you know, force himself on people. And it's like that, you know, analogy of someone who is sitting right next to you. You don't have to talk so loud because they're right there. Well, that's the Holy Spirit in us. As opposed to someone who's, you know, outside of, you know, the house, and you have to yell or you have to talk really loud in order for them to hear you because they're so far away. Well, the Holy Spirit, when he indwells the believer, you know, it's his still small voice that prompts us, that leads us, that we are able to tune our frequency in to hear his voice within us. You know, he's not going to shout because he's within us. He's not far away. He's not outside or far or distant. No, he's in us. Now, if we've walked away from God and if we distance ourselves, you know, David said in the psalm, he said, Lord, you know, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. But if we're outside of God's presence and his fellowship, then he's going to have to sometimes maybe shout to get our attention because we've distanced ourselves. We've moved away from his presence. But when the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, it's a still, small voice. It's a gentle leading, a prompting, often described. It's just that knowing that, you know what, I need to go this way, not that way. I need to make this decision, not that decision. I need to do this, you know, not that. And that's the Holy Spirit. But he's there to help the believers. He's there to help the children of God when we want his help, when we want to ask for his leading, when we want to tune in to his direction. You know, it's just like a GPS. You might have a GPS on your phone. You might have 5 different apps on your phone like I do. I have Maps. I have Google. I have Waze, Scout, MapQuest. But you know what? And I use them for different ways, different times. Sometimes I don't want to pay toll. Sometimes I want to get there the quickest. Sometimes I want to be able to find different routes that I can go and look at different routes. But you can have all of that, but yet not use it and be lost. And the Holy Spirit is there. He's available to us. He is accessible to us. But just because he's there and accessible doesn't mean that a lot of believers are giving him, you know, the time of day. They're not honoring the Holy Spirit. They're not being God inside minded, because the Holy Spirit comes more than just to make us jump and shout and scream and have a good time at church. The Holy Spirit is there so that when we land down on our feet from jumping and shouting and praising God, we can walk straight. We can hit the bullseye. We can hit the mark that God has called for us to hit. We can be sober-minded. You know, we can have the wisdom of God. We can have the understanding of God. It's not just there so we can have goosebumps and have this high, you know, euphoric feeling. No, it's so that we can please God. He is there so that we can fulfill the purpose that God has called for us to fulfill. And so we have to become God inside-minded and know, become acquainted with the person of the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with God, talking to God, spending time with God, you know, praying, seeking his face, knowing his word. And we can talk about that at another time as well. Anytime man gives you a word, if it doesn't line up in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, or you cannot find that word according to God's word, then I wouldn't just let it go. Let it roll off your back like water off a duck's back, because we're going to get to know the Holy Spirit as we get to know God's word. And the Holy Spirit's always going to speak and reinforce what God's word says, and it's always going to have the emphasis of believing God and trusting God's word and walking by faith and, you know, living in holiness, honoring God with our bodies, honoring God with our spirits, honoring God with our mind. Thank you so much for tuning in to Building Godly Healthy Relationships. It's been a great day, and we just thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week as we continue talking about faith. Today we talked about being God inside-minded and knowing that, you know, nothing is impossible with God. Why is nothing impossible with God? Because when God is in us, we have the God of the impossibilities with us. So that means nothing is impossible to those who believe and yield to the Holy Spirit. Thank you again for tuning in. Blessings to you, success to you, and success to the kingdom of God. Tune in again next week. God bless.